And Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites the chosen people come and done. With his manna that feed and supplies our every need. Oh, to sweet us up with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry every time. Come and dine, the Master called, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be. Out will be a glorious sight, all the saints and spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master call it, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry call it now, come and dine. There was a day in early springtime by an ancient wayside well. Eleazar caused to rest his camel train. He had found a bride for Isaac as the evening shadow fell. For the weary journey had not been in vain. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Don't you hear the Eleazar call? There's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Now he took the fair Rebecca, draped in jewels so rich and rare, back to Abraham and Isaac far away. Where Rebecca loves her Isaac, and he loved Rebecca there. Oh, it must have been a happy wedding day. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eleazar call? But I'm going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. Now the blessed Holy Spirit left the Father God above to come down to earth to find the worthy bride. For our Isaac over yonder has prepared his tents of love, and he wants his fair Rebecca by his side. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can't you hear the Eleazar call? But there's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. And the evening when the camel train comes in. We have left our kinfolk gladly We have bidden the world goodbye. We are going to the land beyond the sky. There we'll behold our rising in that blessed eternity. What a happy, happy wedding that will be. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can you hear the Eliezer call? What an anointing wedding, our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Oh, get ready, evening shadows fall. Can you hear the Eliezer call? For there's going to be a wedding. Our joy will soon begin. In the evening when the camel train comes in. Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Where would I be without Jesus? Where would I spend eternity? Lost in a world full of sorrow. Without Jesus, where would I be? Everybody's welcome to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I see things a lot clearer now than I used to. There's no conditions here. The only condition that I find, I've gone over and over this thing time and time again. The only condition that you have to do is accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. There's absolutely nothing you can do. There's nothing I find in the Bible that there's a certain condition you have to meet. There's a certain thing you have to do. You don't have to part your hair in the middle. You don't have to wear this head covering thing. You don't have to wear a certain dress code. You don't have to live in the commune. It's whosoever will. I read it over and over again, and I just been seeing something in the last couple of days that I've never seen before. There is no condition here. Like the grace age is over, you know, the grace age, what they call the 2,000 years of grace, where, you know, Hosea says after 2 days he will revive us, after 2 days he's going back to the Jews. Well, that 2 days, 2,000 years of grace, that expired on October the 15th, 2021. So now we're almost in to the end of that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's on for 3.5 years, that invitation. It's only on, it's just a little window given where that invitation is applicable. And that is the first 3.5 years after the week of Daniel. Then Satan is kicked out of heaven, and then shortly thereafter there's your rapture. It's so simple for you and I to see, because you and I, we've been entities all our lives. Our whole makeup is consumed with this end time, especially ever since the Lord woke me up and said, same, I'm coming soon. I wasn't hallucinating. It wasn't a dream. I was wide awake, and I heard a voice, same, I'm coming soon. Same, I'm coming soon. And it put me on a course, and that was back in, that was 34 years ago or more, back in the late 80s, early 90s, and it consumed me, and it put me on a different course. That's why you and I, we're kind of oddballs. We don't fit into this world because we have the Lord spoke to us, and then we, of course, you don't fit into the modern day society, so to speak. And
yeah.
We're kind of like oddballs.
An example is I used to work with a lady. She was older than me, And we were talking, and she said to me, "How is it that you know all this?" She said, "You have wisdom and understanding far beyond your years. What you're going to do is ostracize yourself from the rest of your generation." You know?
You just don't fit in, eh?
That's right. That's what you were saying. Oddballs.
Mm-hmm. But see, that's why we have to go through what we're going through. Shunned and rejected. Mm-hmm. We have to be rejected of this in a generation. But that's okay. We're not complaining because we get it through it. But I'm just wanting to try to kind of lay a little bit of this conversation we're having. Everybody's welcome to the marriage supper of the Lamb, mm-hmm. to the banquet. Yeah. You're welcome to come to the banquet. And there's no, actually see no conditions here. The only condition is accept the invitation. If you can see any other condition, then let me know, because I've been searching it and I try to find something that I have to do to meet the requirements, but there is none. The only requirement that people have to meet is accept the invitation. Can you find anything else?
No, I can't. Like, if you will read Revelations 19:9, and it says, "Right, blessed are they which are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." You're invited. And blessed is he who is invited. And that's all it is. You look at any wedding ceremony, and you send the bride and the groom, they send out these invitations, right? You get an invitation card in the mail saying that you are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And most of the time it will say that you can bring another guest along. Like, let's say you can bring your husband along or a friend. Like, they don't necessarily say come alone, right?
Yeah.
It's usually you can invite another person, so at least when you come to the wedding you have somebody to kind of converse with, right? Mm. So that's why it's in the Bible, "He that heareth say come," right? So you're already starting to branch out and invite someone else.
Friend and your neighbor.
That's right.
If you can hear us, go invite your neighbor. That's what it's saying.
That's basically what it's saying.
But then it goes on to say, "Whosoever will,
mm-hmm.
let him come."
Mm-hmm.
"Whosoever is athirst, let him come." It almost looks like you don't even have to be invited. It almost looks like whosoever will, let him come. But you got to read the scripture. You read what it says, come. Then he goes out to the highways and the byways and picks up the lame and the blind and the maimed. Anything and anybody that were just kind of given ear to this invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And this invitation is on now. It only runs for 3.5 years, from October the 15th, 2021. Now, like I say, the grace age had done served its purpose. You can never, ever become a bride of Christ. And that's what the grace age was for, to bring out a bride mm-hmm. for Jesus Christ in the last 2,000 years. And the way to get into that was repent of your sin, get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by immersion, and then the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. That's exactly what he did with us. We did get baptized in Jesus' name. Yeah, we got baptized in that colony, diabolical, satanic, counterfeit, Nicaea, Rome, Roman Catholic baptism. But once the Lord put a spotlight on it, and then we went and got baptized by repentance and by immersion, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we fit that criteria when the time was to fit that criteria. But now it's over. It's done, served its purpose. The grace age is over. It's done, served its purpose. Just like back in the day before the crucifixion, circumcision had done, served its purpose. You could still go out there and get circumcised, but it don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm. It done, served its purpose. And here again, the grace age had done, served its purpose. The fullness of the Gentile have come in as of October the 15th, 2021. And now, we're ejected into a different era. And the only reason we know that, because we know the hour we're living in,
right.
And the only reason we know the hour we're living in, we got it direct from that heavenly sword, the midnight cry. If you do not know the mystery of the midnight cry, you're just walking around in the dark, blindfolded. The midnight cry, like we keep saying, happened in 19, 63, February 28th, when those angels came down to meet Brother Brennan, the church's mm-hmm. messenger. We've said it over and over and over again. And the midnight of what? The midnight of Laodicea. And Laodicea began 1906. Then 63 is the middle. You add 57 years to 1964, and you come to 2021. Exactly. Comes to exactly with the Yom Kippur and everything, October the 15th, 2021. You can take it to the bank. You don't have to... all you got to do is believe what we're saying here, because the Lord has honed us out from before the foundation of the world to do this thing. We could have never in a million years found it out ourselves. But see, we're doing exactly what the Bible says. I thank the Father of heaven and earth that you have hid these things from the wise and the prudent. We could never find it. Mm-hmm. We had to find it through, like I say, God has hid it from the wise and prudent, but you have revealed them unto babes, such as would learn, and you and I were teachable. We allowed ourselves to be taught by that prophetic and that apostolic ministry from the seven stars that we keep talking about, that Jesus held in his right hand, and that's where we get our information from, and that's why we could, when the time was right, and the Lord brought to us that midnight cry, we knew exactly what that midnight cry was, because we had been taught there for 10 years or so or more to know what that midnight cry was, and then the Lord came down, the midnight cry, the midnight of Laodicea, that told us exactly where we are at time, and then we went and we did a mad, and like I say, you were on those feasts just like a Doberman, and we were able to tie it together via the scriptures that exactly October 15 was the real Yom Kippur, and that Yom Kippur represents the ending of the Grace Age and the beginning of the week of Daniel. And that first part of that week, there opens up that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But then, shall the kingdom have been likened unto a man as that made a wedding for his son. And it comes at supper time. And what we're just trying to do, we're just trying to simplify this invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. Mm-hmm. Simplify this invitation to the banquet. Mm-hmm. So you can never be bride. The only thing you can be from here on in is make sure that you are a guest at the wedding. Like mm-hmm. we're saying here about Eliezer going out to find a bride rising, and then, when it came to the wedding, it wasn't just Isaac and Rebecca there. She took a bunch of her maidens and they got their friends together, and there was a whole caravan of people going to that marriage. Mm-hmm. And took her nurse with and all other people. And I seen that for a long time, but I couldn't put it together. But here in this end time, it's so crystal clear for you and I, anyway, to see that this invitation now here is for whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever hear it, let him say come. Let's say you know somebody. You accept what we're saying. All you got to do is believe what we're saying. That's all. Accept that invitation, because now that the grace age is over, it's just the grace age over. It's mm-hmm. just going into a different different era, different, like turning the corner.
And even like everything that we have grown to know and the understanding of God's word, that's not going to be required of you.
Yeah, all you got to do is believe
it. Of a guest. Because those are the expectation that God expected of a bride. Mm-hmm. That understanding and that accumulation of godly virtues and all these things, God expects that of the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's why what the Grace Age was actually all about and the Gospels was to bring out that bride for the Lord Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and so that they can have time to
accumulate some Christian values.
That's right. So now it's no more that requirement is no more open. It's a totally different era, just like the Old Testament was a totally different era. So is the Grace Age was a totally different era that God had certain expectations of people. Mm-hmm. And they had to be, the Lord came and saved them. Like a lot of people, they have it all, the terminology all wrong. They think, who led you to the Lord? But it's Jesus comes along and saves you. And then you're born again and he brings you into the truth for your day. Those are all stepping stones that God required for certain individuals in the grace age. But this period of the marriage supper of the Lamb, the first part of the week of Daniel, is just an invitation being extended to people to invite them to that marriage supper. There is no requirements necessary, just that they accept that invitation.
I just seen it in the last 2 days, and it can't be that simple, and I went over it and over it, and I was looking for something that I have to condition myself. There's nothing that you can do to condition yourself. The only thing that you can do, you hear somebody, we went to see these people, and we told them about this, and it was beyond their pedigree. You just couldn't understand it. And I couldn't even understand it myself. You got to accept it by faith, you know what I'm saying? Just believe what we're saying. There is a sequence of time when there will actually be a marriage supper. Mm-hmm. And right now is that invitation to that marriage supper. Just like there was a time back, way back 4,000 years ago, when there was predestinated in the mind of God that there's going to be that flood. And those that were ready, those that believed Noah, they went into that ark and they were saved by that flood. But even though these people didn't believe it, that flood came anyway. Mm-hmm. It didn't stop for nothing. Mm-hmm. And like we'd be going over and over throughout biblical history, when the time was full, it happened. When the fullness of time came, then that angel was sent from God down to that Virgin Mary, and there she conceived that little baby Jesus. It's just, if everything got to do about the fullness of time. And here, like we were saying, when October 15, 2021 rolled around, you and I were actually waiting, and sitting and waiting for that grace age to shut down, and for the week of Daniel to open up, because we knew it was coming. God, you didn't see no, there was no star, there was no hallelujah in heaven. It was just by faith. We believed it via the scriptures. The only thing we got was that midnight cry. And if you don't know, if you haven't gotten a revelation of that midnight cry, like, we would still be walking around in the dark. Mm-hmm. We would just still be wondering just what, like we did before we got that revelation of that midnight cry. We're like everybody else. We're wondering what day and hour we're living in. But once the Lord gave us that midnight cry, all these scriptures came together. Will you at that time once again restore Israel? Well, he's beginning to restore Israel October the 15th, 2021. Mm-hmm. We know that.
And that's what that week of Daniel is for.
Yeah.
That was preserved for precisely that restoration of Israel. Like it says in Daniel 9, that's why God preserved it when the grace age will be over. That transition period is going to happen in those 7 years, and it will take 7 years for all these things to come to pass.
Yeah.
The taking care of iniquity,
and the end of sin.
The end of sin, and bringing in everlasting righteousness, anoint the most holy. Anointing the temple will happen when, once that week is done, it will happen.
And there will be no more devil.
That's right. At the fullness of time, it comes to pass. Because, like you were saying the other day, you'll bump right into it.
Yeah.
Because it just, that's the time now that this is going to happen. Just like Daniel, when he was in captivity in Babylon, he knew those 70 years that Jeremiah had prophesied that God is going to take them into captivity is running out. So he sought God with fasting and prayer and supplication, what is to become of them? And God opened up the book of Daniel to him. And you can read it and you can see what all that God revealed to Daniel, and it was all fulfilling this end time period where the restoration of Israel will happen. But in it, there's also, you have to realize, an opportunity for the Gentiles, because it's not just, you're not just dealing with Jews here, you're also dealing with Gentile people. And that's why that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb is extended.
It's so important to see it because mm-hmm. we're not making it up. We're not some fly by night. Mm-hmm. Like I say, we've been in it all our life, and now that window's open for 3.5 years, and you can read it. You can go read Matthew 22. Read it until it's the lights come, the light switch come on, mm-hmm. and then it's over in Luke. Luke 14. You can read it, and at supper time, like we were saying the other day, this is now supper time. We're at the end of the grace age. We're at the end of 6,000 years of a man. See, mm-hmm. Satan has only given 6,000 years, 6 days. That's 6,000 years that he can be the prince of this world. Once mm-hmm. that day, right to the very second, that time runs out right immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and then the power of the earth shall be shaken, and then they shall see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. And what he does, the first thing he does, he takes Satan, and he takes him in a chain and throws him into hell, and now there's no more Satan around.
Mm-hmm.
And end of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And the end of that curse that God put on Israel there. The
decree will be far removed.
Oh, yeah, the decree. No more decree where it will be far removed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It was a decree made because of what they had done.
Yeah, rejecting.
Rejecting what God's laws and his ways. They rejected it, and they went worshiping other gods.
And they were put into exile.
That's right.
But that decree, mm-hmm. that will be removed, and now they can come back home and back to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, all these things, that's all part of the restoration of Israel. But in the meantime, what we're zeroing in on, not so much Israel, we're zeroing in on what is current right now for those people, whosoever will let them come, because God has a tremendous love for mankind. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that the love that God has for the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, it's no more having to go baptized in Jesus' name. It's no more having to do this, that, and the other. And it's now just for exactly whosoever will. As long as you accept that invitation. How simple can I get mm-hmm. to get out of this hell that's coming? Because after that, once that Pope kills those two witnesses, right, shortly thereafter, all hell breaks loose, and then that great tribulation is on, and God has given the human race, those whosoever can accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, he's given you an extra. How much more grace can God pour out on the human race? And then, like I said, there's some that they won't accept it. Too simple. And they go back to their, to their horses again, and their ox, and then their materialism, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's an invitation, because all that stuff is going to be burned up anyway before God is done with this plan, or before the devil is done with this plan, with the shaking of all things. Everything is shaken, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that only that which cannot be shaken will remain, and the only thing that cannot be shaken is the truth for your day,
mm-hmm.
and everything goes back to what it was back before Satan took over the deceived Adam and Eve and to take and partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and it's like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what God promised Adam and Eve. He's going to send somebody, he's going to make everything right. He's going to reverse all that, and it'll be just as if there never was a devil. It'll be just as if never Adam and Eve never did sin, and all we can have that glorious invitation to the mercy of the Lamb. It's just pure grace that God is pouring out on the human race because he loves them. He can. He knows you and I. We can never meet the conditions that God requires of us. And especially here in this short time. Well, you and I can because we've had, 30, 40 years to prepare ourselves for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I said the other day, my oxen and my fatlings have been butchered, have been prepared. You don't have to go through what we had to go through. You don't have to go fast for 3 years in a row before this because you couldn't pull it off, and mm-hmm. there's no more time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is accept the invitation, and it's for whosoever will. We're sending these mm-hmm. these messages out all around the world, and wherever the Lord sees fit, he'll just show them one day, get on the internet, and there they'll find it. We don't even advertise that much, and yet we see countries like Germany and over in Europe and Russia and Colombia and people everywhere. We see people tapping in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't advertise. And just somehow the Lord sees something in their heart that's genuine, that's right. They push the button and there it is. Just like we were saying about that Matthew Cox, he called us one day and he's been looking for 10 years, diligently, for truth, for the truth for our day. And there the Lord gave him a dream. Tomorrow I'm going to show you where the truth is. And he goes, the next day he goes on his computer, and here he finds our website. See, we didn't do, I didn't even know that such a guy existed. See, it was the Lord opening it up for him, and that's what he told me when he told us to start up this website. He just said, start it up. If there's a hunger there, out there with a hunger and a thirst, then he'll bring them to it. It's up to the Lord. He's the one that inspires people to do that. We're just putting it out there on a daily basis. Like I said the other day, here since 2014, I guess it was, he got us to do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we shut it down for a while because people were just, they weren't doing nothing about it. And then the Lord shut us down, and then after a while, he wanted us to do it every day. And here we are, a daily bread, doing something daily for people that have a hunger and a thirst. And all we're doing, we're informing them and how to, about that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. If you wonder what's that marriage supper going to be like, it's just exactly what we're doing here right now. Mm-hmm. You're going to be taught from the Word of God. It won't be a supper where you have Pepsi and 7-Up and beer and like you do at a wedding.
It's got nothing in
it. It's got to do with the Word. Mm-hmm. The understanding of Scripture, the understanding of what's out there in the heavenly realm. It's like it's unlimited, you know, what God has prepared for them that love Him. It says so in the Bible. And see, we're just doing our part, or trying our level best to express what the Lord has put on our heart. Like during the night, the Lord allowed me to, you got to send that invitation. I'm trying to make it in a simple form. And all it is an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. An invitation to banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Like that song said, come and dine. The master call it, come and dine. It's the Lord Jesus Christ had such a tremendous love for the human race. What he did at Calvary, he'd give his life 10 times over if it would improve anything.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wants everybody that can accept that invitation. It doesn't matter what kind of color your hair, it doesn't matter what denomination you are, or what color your skin is. Mm-hmm. All it matters that you can accept that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, to get out of this hell that's coming, because even Jesus, even God, nobody can stop this hell that's coming, because it's in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
God cannot stop what's coming. And because He put His Word above His very name. He's accountable to His Word. And just up the road here, there's a woe unto the heavens of the earth, where Satan is coming down having great wrath, for he knows his time is short. And what Jesus wants to do is he'd like to take the whole world out of it and then let it come, and there's nobody that would be underneath that, what Satan can do, because he's got all the inhabitants of the earth are going to heaven, are going into rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm just kind of having kind of a brainstorm here about it. I know it'll not happen like that, but that's what Jesus would like to have.
It's kind of a wishful thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Wishful thinking. That's what Jesus would like.
He would also like all of the Canadians to be conservative, to push for God and country.
Yeah.
And that's being, like, you're really being hopeful. And here too, you want to people to escape what is coming on this earth, because there is going to be such a shaking, and the earth will reel to and fro like a drunkard. There's a tremendous
upheaval,
chaos coming on
this
planet.
The day of the Lord.
So we're trying to help people escape that. So
like that lady you're talking today, who, you get my books, and you've sent her books time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
She said she never gets them, or she never read them. I think she's lying, because I could tell last time when they saw us down at the Sobeys, you could see them whispering amongst themselves. There's them too, and I can't prove it, but we send the books time and time again. All we're sending, the only reason we're sending them the books, we don't want them to go to this hell that's coming. Because it's unstoppable. That's the only reason we're doing what we're doing. We don't want people to go to hell. We don't want people to go through this tribulation. We don't want people to be around when the earth will reel to and fro like a drunken man and the day of the Lord. It's just that there's no more stopping it. This thing that's going on in the state with these Democrats and all that stuff, it's no more stopping. Mm-hmm. They're going to pave, they've done paved their way. They've done voted themselves a way direct into the Red Sea, and there is nothing anybody can do to stop it because it's not going into the river. It's not going to be like after the Second World War where God rejuvenated it again. It's done. It's over with the Democrats and those that have voted in for this corruption. Mm-hmm. Same with here in Canada. God is letting everybody make a choice. But before he does this, he's got to allow people to see how corrupt these liberals are and how corrupt these Democrats are in the States. See, they don't know what we know. They don't know that it's game over for them. You vote yourself in, you're going to have to, you're going to be taken out to hell and death. It's just that simple. We didn't make it. We were just trying to, for the last 32, 34 years almost, to try to alert and warn people. But so far it seems to fall pretty much on deaf ears. The more we try, the more they put the brakes on, you know, like there's two lunatics out here trying to tell them something. Well, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. But we know how it works. That's all we've ever done all our life. That's the only thing that makes us tick. We can't help ourselves being like that.
It's all, this period of time here is all to prepare for that millennium that's coming now.
And all you got to do is accept the invitation, because God knows you can't meet the conditions.
That's right.
No more time.
There's no more time to journey through all that. Like when you will go walk through the grace age, there was a journey through the grace age. And like you always said, God spoke to you in the 90s. That's when God started to deal with me in the 90s.
Yeah, a lot of people he did.
That's right. So that was the beginning of a journey that he brought us through and into the message for our day. And then he continued us on after that, after Brother Jackson passed away. And that's what he wanted us to be able to present to people, is that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that is what is open now. Yeah. That is that living waters that's flowing now, that whenever you will come and drink of that river that's flowing, that invitation of the Lamb, that is what God has opened right now. That is that opportunity to get out of this dilemma, upheaval that's coming.
And everybody can feel there's something fixing to happen.
It is, yeah.
As they say, the men will men's hearts will fail them for fear for what's coming upon the face of the earth. We see the expression on some people's faces. There, a few years back, they were relaxed. Now they're jittery. They're scared of what's coming. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they are. We're living in men's hearts, feeling them for fear. You ask questions, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to happen exactly what the Bible says. And then you see these people on YouTube, they're luring people down to hell and death with their false preaching and their false prophecy and their false religion. And people believe them and they're following them right down to hell and death. And they don't even know.
That's right. And that's why it says the deception will be so great that even like the very elect would be deceived if it would be possible. Like, it's not possible to deceive the very elect, but that's how great that deception is.
Yeah.
It's trying to tell you how great and strong the deception is that is out there, and you can go see it when you look at all these phonies on YouTube trying to promote a narrative and they're so out to lunch. But if we would not have prepared ourselves from the 90s on to what God is doing and what where he is in time and the righteousness for our day, then we would be swept into that vacuum as well.
Yeah, why the Lord had us on the fast. Time, all our lives we fast.
He made it sure that we're grounded in the Word of God, that whenever these deceptions come on, that we know what is biblical, accurate, and what is just the devil with his deceiving spirits out there to deceive people.
It says, man shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirit, doctrines of devils, and all that going with it. But anyway, that's all. We're trying to make it simple for even the layman.
That's right.
To understand it. For people that's really never even been heard about, that have never been to church. It doesn't matter if you've never been to church. But that's the worst place you can go to church. And this hour of time where these mega deceptionists, these mega churches, mega preachers, and all these churches are united together. They only got a curriculum. I've been to that. I've been to each one of them. You can go to that church in Lepus, they got the same curriculum. It's all controlled by the Vatican.
That's why it's called the image to the beast. They made an image, a replica that was like that beast system
like
in
that
the
Roman
Europe.
Catholic Church.
That's what they were doing.
And it'll just slip in and you won't even notice it. I've seen it. I know how they operate. It's just one massive part of that whore system. It's the harlots. It's the whore with the harlots. That's all the churches are for. Don't feel guilty if you never went to church.
That's right.
There's nothing there. There's nothing there to go to. And Laodicea has been spewed out. You know, there's nothing there. Now the Lord, what the Lord does now, he goes to that individual. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man opens his heart, if he can only hear what we're saying, the Lord will, he will do the rest. He'll inspire you. He'll anoint you. He allowed you to see, hey, what these guys are saying is true. I'm going to go tell the neighbor. I got some friends. I don't want them to go through this hell that's coming. So what do? You go tell them. Then what he does, he goes tell his neighbors and whoever, his friends. God wants it all. One big happy family. That's why he put us down here. He didn't put us down here to destroy each other like the Democrats do and the communists and the terrorists and the overdosing, what do you call them, over in Gaza there. These terrorists are just there to destroy each other, kill each other. And if you don't agree with them, they kill you. But God is not like that. He wants everything united under one roof and who just come and partake of the waters of life freely. That's the only message we have. That's the only thing we care about. Because we're consumed with it. The only thing that makes us tick. There's no value in nothing else. This world has nothing. It's all going up in smoke. And then the Lord will come back and he'll rejuvenate everything again. Like the age of regeneration. He'll regenerate everything again. Out of the ashes of, we'll walk out on the ashes of the wicked. And that's going to happen when that millennium sets up. And we'll have to work for everybody. So, even though it won't be work, like I was telling you, I haven't worked one day in my life. But the Lord set it up such a way that everything I've ever done, I enjoyed it. And when you enjoy it, it is no work. It's just something you enjoy doing. That's what the millennium is like. Whatever we do there, I still don't know what it's going to be like. But it's going to be all right because it's a time of rest. Just got to trust the Lord. He knows. He made that blueprint. All you got to do is accept the invitation. Let the chips swallow what they may. Like others say, just bite the bullet and go for it. You got nothing to lose. Like I say, and even if it doesn't happen, like I know it will, but I'm just assuming. That's like something. What if it doesn't happen? Well, you got nothing to lose. Because I know it will happen. But let's say you don't believe it and it does happen. You got a lot to lose. Look at what they allowed back in the days of Noah. It happened. Why did they just bite the bullet and just believe him? If it does happen, fine. If it doesn't, at least we're in the ark. And same thing today. Just believe it. Just accept it and God will make a way. I don't know how he does it, but he does. Did it for me for the last 33, 40 years. Actually, all my life, ever since I can remember. The Lord's been good to me. Yeah, I've been in sometimes rocky road, but these were just tests to see if I have enough faith to trust him. To see if I don't take things into my own hands. He wants us to trust him and trust him. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for another opportunity, Lord, to come together with you, to sit with you in heavenly places. For I ask to open your word, for that you allow us to see what you're doing. That you open up your word to us and you allow us to see the day and hour we're living in, Lord. There's just nothing that we can do to express ourselves, Lord, for our gratitude, Lord, what you've done for us. Especially in these closing days of time with this massive confusion all around us, Lord. But we just pray you'll continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. We don't have a program. We don't have an agenda. We just appreciate, Lord, when you use us for your honor, for your glory, Lord. Do with us as you see fit, Lord. I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.